You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Two Auckland-based musicians have written a song about Winston Peters called The Kingmaker. Nathan Judd and Dewey McClay spent about 5 hours together one night and jammed out the lyrics as well as the music. The idea was to poke fun at Peters' smugness, which you can see clearly in the video clip. Judd, who has a background in music and technical sound work, is also the co-creator of Speakeasy, an online platform for political conversations. Judd filmed the video in 6 hours and put it online.
Here it comes.
I had an idea for the theme, the Kingmaker, and I'd written like a chorus, basically. That was, yeah, probably the week before the election, maybe 2 weeks before. It got to a point where I was like, I really want to make a song and put it out because I was really getting interested in what was going on with the election and politics and stuff. So about 3 days before the election, I decided, right, I got to do something and put something out this weekend. I tried calling up my usual collaborating friends, and all of them were busy except for Rewi. So I usually I like to work with kind of a bunch of musicians in the room and kind of get a vibe, get a groove going on. But because Rewi was the one guy that was available, which is great because I work with him on other projects and we get along really well in this type of situation. So he came over that night, which is Wednesday. Basically, I was like, can you help me write lots of lyrics straight away tonight? And because I've got a chorus idea, but I've got nothing else yet.
You did have to do it quite fast, right? This has only been... Winston's only been in a sort of this position of power the past couple of weeks.
Before the election, I followed politics quite closely. I'm very interested in it, and I could kind of foresee that it was coming. I guess it was a bit of a gamble, but it looked like a strong possibility that he was going to be in that position. So it was before it actually happened that I decided I wanted to do it. I don't know what I would have done if it didn't turn out the way it did, but I just went hard. I was like, if I don't do this now, it will be irrelevant.
What did you think the song would kind of add to in the political sphere?
Right, yeah. I'm a big fan of bands like Sly and the Family Stone and kind of bands that had a politically slanted message. And in the last kind of couple of years, I've had people that are fans of Hipstamatics, when I was singing the band, say to me, where is the political music these days? Like, what's happened? When is it coming? And I remember saying, yeah, I'm working on it. So I've kind of had, I guess, concepts bubbling away in my head for the last couple of years, since I've really become strongly interested in politics. And this is the first thing to kind of come out of that that interest of mine.
So can you break down the lyrics a bit for us?
Okay, so the chorus is, he loves to be stirring the dust. He could turn your hand into a bust, like your cards. Everybody wants to know, who does he trust? got his mind on the prize, eye on the abacus, because he's calculating and he's been following the calculations of the tallies of votes. So, yeah, that's the bit that I wrote. And then we wrote the verses, which are kind of a little darker in theme. Love in his eyes, fear in his heart. It was there in the end. It was there from the start. Bad kind of taste in the back of your mouth. Sugarcoat that thing from north to south. Little white lies, big dark truths. Could be your breath of life or put you in a noose. So I guess we're kind of playing him up like a little bit of a gangster that he is. Gangster of politics.
And with the noose lyric, is that about kind of him, you know, everyone's in his hands?
Exactly. Yep. He's got control of the situation right now. And I think he likes it. He's almost kind of an entertainer as well as a politician, the way he conducts his interviews. Definitely attention attracting. Yeah.
The video clip with it shows, you know, you've got an actor in playing him, but he's so, like, super pleased the whole time, right? And he's quite smug.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's exactly how I directed it. Yeah.
How did you shoot that so fast?
We just went out and just raced around several look. I mean, I pretty much had the idea in my head. So it was race around outside four offices, so Labour, National, Green, ACT, and do a gesture towards them as if you don't like any of them, as if Winston doesn't like any of them.
Mm.
And then we went back and shot the scene at home, and which had him crossing out all the faces.
And, that was so good.
So he gets to the end. Should I say what happens? I don't know. I'm sure I'd let people watch it. Anyway, he goes to cross out the faces, and it's revealed who he really thinks the Kingmaker is.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.